Italian voters go anti-establishment. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Early results in Italy's general election show big gains for the Five Star Movement, which, yes, prefers the descriptor movement rather than political party, and says it wants to give power back to the people. Polls suggest it won about a third of the vote yesterday. Here with us to discuss is Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Hey, Stephen.
Hello, Tracy.
So what does this all mean and what happens next?
Well, it is a mess. No one party or coalition of parties have won enough seats for an overall majority. So there's going to have to be a grand coalition between parties that spent a great deal of the election campaign denouncing each other furiously. So it's very difficult to see what is going to emerge from this. But perhaps a rather unstable government with some odd bedfellows in it, or no government at all, in which case there would have to be another election.
And what should we take from the anti-establishment, the five-star movement getting so many votes? Is there any economic or financial system implications for Europe as a whole?
There could be. However, the five-star movement doesn't have enough votes itself to form a government. The threat really could come as a result of the broader concern. If there are weeks, months of political instability, there is always a danger of the Eurozone debt crisis being roused from its slumbers. Italy is the third largest economy in the Eurozone. It's the most heavily indebted in Europe. A prolonged period of political indecision could reignite the debt crisis, and that would be very unsettling for financial markets.
All right, Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Tracy.
China's top leaders are meeting in Beijing for an annual gathering that will set the policy agenda for the government this year. This morning, the country's premier announced the country will maintain its current economic target. That's about 6.5% for 2018. Here's Marketplace's China correspondent, Jennifer Pak.
For a long time, there has been so much pressure on local officials in China to keep up economic growth numbers that some economists believe there is a temptation to inflate them. This more modest growth target is consistent with President Xi Jinping's promise to create a moderately prosperous society. That is, to stop obsessing over growth figures and address imbalances and inefficiencies in the economy. This year, the government says it is focused on cutting debt risk, pollution, and poverty. At the same time, China is raising its defense budget by 8.1% to address what it calls profound changes to the national security environment. Senior officials say a large part of this increase will be used to upgrade equipment and improve the living and training conditions of its troops. The defense budget will cost a total of $175 billion, which is still far lower than what the U.S. spends.
That's Marketplace's Jennifer Pak. And now, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.2%. Dow and S&P futures are down by the same amount, 0.2%, while Nasdaq futures are just about flat. Black Panther continued to dominate at the box office this weekend. Its worldwide tally is now close to $1 billion. That's a billion with a B. But there's another winner here, African fashion. We visited one African clothing store in Los Angeles that's enjoying a Black Panther bump that actually started long before the movie's release.
All right, you got taken care of. Which one did you get? The embroidery?
I got my brother,
the big one, and then I got the...
I'm Kay, and aloha, co-owner of Cthulhu.
I'm Nyambo, and aloha, co-owner of Cthulhu, also known as Bo.
It was started in 1971 by our mother, right here on Slauson and Crenshaw. So she had it for over 40 years. In 2014, my sister and I took it over. So she retired, and then we took charge. We'd always been involved in the business growing up. My parents were both entrepreneurs, so we had that early awareness about business.
Our father is Nigerian, Igbo. Our mother is Zambian, Lozi. So with those cultures, we constantly always go to family gatherings, special occasions, and that's when we wear our clothing. But I also, as a result of seeing it around in different areas, I also started wearing it myself within my corporate attire.
Yeah, so this is a nice piece. You can wear it.
Do you have it in any other colors?
I saw around like 2000, early 2000s, I kept on seeing African print show up on the runways, Paris and New York Fashion Week. And the more I saw it, it seemed like it was planning to stay in the mainstream. And so when my mom was getting ready to announce her retirement, I thought, well, that would be a travesty for your brand to go away after 40 plus years when, you know, every month there's new designers popping up more and more.
Or white.
The reason why we wanted to take it over was to add some validity in the space so that there was a long-standing brand that people could see and respect and, you know existed prior to this and not just see it as a trend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's the earrings?
The earrings are 20. The essence for, I think, African fashion is to, at least at Kutula, is for us to design for people in the place where they live. It's not costume. We want to get away with calling it garb or costumes, and it's just daily wear in their life to take their personalities and to take their looks to the next level.
That story was produced by Christabel and Sia Bwadi. To hear more about the economics of Black Panther, head over to Marketplace.org and listen to Marketplace's weekend show. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.